Next time you visit the doctor, expect to hear about your blood pressure. A simple change now means millions more American adults will qualify as having high blood pressure or hypertension. The tweak came today as some of the nation's top heart doctors met in Anaheim for the American Heart Association's scientific sessions. Well, joining us live on the KSL Newsline now, Dr. Jeffrey Anderson is a cardiovascular researcher at Intermountain Medical Center Heart Institute in Murray. He's with me live on the Newsline from Anaheim. Doctor, thank you for taking the time. It used to be high blood pressure was what, 140 over 90? Now, today, it's 130 over 80. Why the change?
This is the first update in 14 years. There's been a lot of new evidence come in since then. And the evidence now is very strong that lesser elevations in blood pressure significantly impact cardiovascular risk. And so, as you say, the definition has dropped 10 points when you develop high blood pressure. It's 130 now instead of 190, and that includes a lot more Americans.
So what is pre-hypertension now? Because treatment first begins when you're diagnosed with pre-hypertension. Is there a number for that?
Well, we define it now as 120 to 129 is what we call high blood pressure already. And then over 130 and over is hypertension already, stage one. So we sort of dropped the pre-hypertension and we're just calling it high blood pressure. You ought to watch it in those cases, primarily with lifestyle changes, which is being emphasized more. And then we also combine the absolute blood pressure measurement with your underlying risk of heart disease. Do you have diabetes? Have you had a heart attack in the past? We use a risk calculator to help with that, to help make the decision whether to go on to medicines as well as lifestyle changes. And this is a wonderful advance to help all of us reduce the risk of stroke, heart attacks, and heart failure, which really are three out of the top five or six reasons that as we get older, we have significant disability associated and mortality with our lifestyle.
So I'm a little hung up on the numbers because I'm looking for where's the red flag. If I'm on the couch at home in the living room taking my blood pressure, at what number should I start to worry and call a doctor?
Well, I think you start to worry if it's over 120, and then you better get on to lifestyle changes. And certainly if it's over 130, you ought to be working with your healthcare provider, your physician, to make sure you're going to get that down over the long term. And I might add that it's a very good question that there are new definitions on how to measure blood pressure, because if you don't measure it accurately or consistently, then we give the wrong decision point, if you will, to either treat or not treat. So that's another objective of this new guideline is, how do we actually make that measurement? It's got to be done multiple times by an accurate way of measuring it, blood pressure cuff, and so forth. Another point of the new guidelines.
How does age factor into this? Are you allowed a few extra points as you get older?
Well, as a matter of fact, the age doesn't come into consideration in terms of changing the guidelines. It's 130 for almost everybody now, including those who are older. Yes, blood pressure tends to go up with age, but even in the elderly, we still want to target less than 130, and less than 120 is ideal.
Dr. Anderson, I have to tell you, there are people listening to us in this studio who are freaking out over what you're telling us about these numbers. Generally speaking, you're over 120 over 80. It's time to check in with the doctor. Yes?
Well, yes, and there are 45% of Americans, so almost half of us qualify. So I'm not surprised there are a lot of people out there that need to pay more attention to their blood pressure. And again, diet and exercise can have a tremendous impact, so that's the first place to start.
Lose a couple pounds, watch what you eat, be a little careful, right?
Not as much sodium, exactly.